We're going to go to Stephen Main in Melbourne. He's the founder of Crikey. What would you call Crikey, Stephen?
Oh, Crikey's the independent e-zine.
The e-zine, that's right, yes. The very successful Crikey, but founder of that, still a contributor, and the author of another website, The Main Report, about stock market and about shareholder activism. Stephen, you're a whiz in the stock market. I think Rupert Murdoch loves you. He sees you every year at his AGM in New York, doesn't he?
Yeah, look, two of the last 3 years I've been over to New York for a bit of fun and games with Rupert.
When you turn up there, does he raise his eyebrows or does he give you a warm embrace?
There's a bit of a sigh. Look, he hasn't had a private chat with me since 1999, which was the first time I did it in Adelaide. These days he just sort of sighs, cops the debate at the meeting and then gives me a wide berth.
But he is the greatest Australian when it comes, the most successful Australian that we've ever produced, though.
Oh, without doubt.
He started in Adelaide, so he is a legend. Stephen, you've been following the stock market. It's been pretty rough 10 days. What's going on?
Well, it's now fallen 10 days in a row, and that's a 10% hit that we've taken over that time. It's $150 billion has been wiped off the stock market so far this year. And it was an interesting day because Wall Street was down 300 points overnight as the subprime crisis got a lot worse. And at one stage today, we were down 3% or more than 170 points. But we rallied in the afternoon to only finish down 49 points on the All Ords, which was not even 1%. But it's still 10 in a row is unprecedented. I'm not aware of another.
When was the last time we had 10 days in a row that the stock market's gone down?
I'm not aware. But 10 in a row for 10% is new territory as far as I'm aware. And the really big story today, Nick, was the emergence of another Centro, if you like.
Centro is the property trust that owns lots of shopping centres. That's in dire straits at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Centro, Australia's second biggest shopping centre company, and looks like it might struggle to survive. And today, Australia's second biggest hotel company called MFS, and they control the Stella hotel business. They got 15,000 beds in Australia, which is the second biggest hotel chain.
So which brand is this, though?
Stella is the name of the business.
Right.
But they own a whole range of different hotels in Australia, in Africa. They're the second biggest hotel group here, not five star. We're talking mainly tourism resorts like some of the old Christopher Skase assets, these sort of tourism assets. And their shares today have crashed by 70%.
Jeez, so they've got a debt crisis as well.
That's right. So they basically have announced an emergency $550 million capital raising today. And the company started the day worth $1.5 billion and finished the day worth $480 million. So Chairman Andrew Peacock has his hands full with...
Are we talking about the Andrew Peacock?
We are.
The former Liberal leader.
That's right.
Former ambassador to Washington.
That's right. He came back. This is the first big plum chair position that he took. He joked to me about giving credibility to the MFS boys who sort of were white shoe Gold Coast types, was what some people used to criticise them as. And it's a pretty messy, complicated situation. They've got a lot of debt. They own a lot of trophy assets like the Mount Hotham Ski Resort, the Melbourne Aquarium. They've basically got a huge debt.
Well, let's hope for the sake of their shareholders they can trade out of it.
Yeah,
exactly. Stephen, do you predict that there'll be other shocks on the market in the next few days?
Well, I think that any company which has got a lot of debt is basically getting clobbered at the moment. And I don't think this one's in the same league, but ABC Learning, Australia's biggest childcare company, their shares actually went up today, but they've been falling quite aggressively because they've got a couple of billion dollars worth of debt as well in putting together the world's biggest childcare company. Now, ABC Learning is solvent, there's no doubt about that, but their shares, I mean, this is a pretty amazing story. The Singapore government ploughed in $400 million into ABC Learning last June at $7.30 a share, and they're now down to $4.72. So the Singapore government has lost almost $200 million.
They'll be a very unhappy fund manager in Singapore, I reckon.
Yeah, Lee Kuan Yew and the Lee family very upset about buying into these child mining facilities in Australia.
Well, I don't know if Lee Kuan Yew put it to it directly. Stephen Main, we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining 5AA this afternoon. Stephen Main from The Main Report and the founder of Crikey.com.